back to the DeCesare Group Podcast. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare, and thank you for joining us. This week's episode is all about the changing landscape of college athletics, specifically the topic of name, image, and likeness, also known as NIL. Stick around for the details in just a moment. But first, show your support by following the DeCesare Group across our social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and stay up to date with the latest economic development and business news by subscribing to our newsletter, Soke Economic Development and Business News, on our website at thedecesaregroup.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform. Leave us a review and share your feedback with us. We appreciate your support. Hey, this week on the DeCesare Group Podcast, I sat down with Nick Uhlenhop, Executive Director of the Red Tau Trust. The Red Tau Trust began in 2022 and was founded by fans for fans who share a passion for WKU. Their mission is to ensure Western Kentucky University remains at the forefront of the NIL landscape, all while making a lasting impact on the community. Nick Uhlenhop has been on the Hill for several years before becoming executive director of the Red Tau Trust. He served as the assistant athletic director for operations and chief of football staff. Nick previously spent three seasons as director of football operations under former head coach Dave Elson and was part of the program since the early stages of the FBS transition. Nick is a 2002 graduate of Graceland University and spent 5 years at Boston College as a grad assistant and recruiting assistant, where he earned his master's degree, and he spent 6 years at Iowa State as an assistant recruiting coordinator and assistant director of football operations, where he handled a variety of team needs, including travel, team camps, community service events, recruiting operations, NFL scouts, and walk-on programs. Here's my conversation with the executive director of the Red Tau Trust, Nick Uhlenhop. Hey, Nick, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, this is interesting times in college athletics, and we have you here to talk about name, image, and likeness, better known as NIL. Tell us how it's changing the landscape of college athletics.
You know, I think it's a completely game changer for everyone, and the best thing for it is for these student athletes. Now, they truly get a chance to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Back in the old days, you know, we read a story about the Central Florida kicker, and he was a YouTube sensation, and he was making money off YouTube. And the NCAA came and told him, you got two choices. You can keep playing football and shut your YouTube down, or you can
continue making money.
It shouldn't have to do that. You know, he was making money off him. So it is a complete game changer. It's allowing these kids to be able to do multiple things. They can give lessons now. They were never able to give lessons.
Gotcha.
So they can give lessons. They can help market products, and you know, we'll talk about the Red Tau Trust, and we're able to provide them money, and we give back to the community by doing that. So they're able to profit now and really help them and their families and stuff like that. So I think it's a positive thing.
So when you talk about students, let's use coaching as an example. So I'm sure there are a lot of parents and a lot of kids at middle, high school level, maybe even lower levels that, you know, if there's a pretty good football player that's a wide receiver and, you know, he's got some tips and tricks, they want to learn that and they're willing to pay for it.
Absolutely. And we get emails all the time from parents. Hey, do you have a trainer for here and trainer for there? And there's a lot of these adults that are doing that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get the right ones, sometimes you don't. But then there's some student athletes that can really help and give it to them real, because they're going through the process right now. So it's awesome.
You know, I remember when this is back a while ago, but I was working at a radio station, and you know, we would try to get UK basketball players to come and do events, but we always had to wait till after the season was over of their senior year, you know, and then you could give them a little money to make an appearance and whatnot. And so those days are over with now.
Yep.
You can have a student athlete come out to your car dealership and do an event, and they can make a little money.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's a big thing with these businesses, And we can help drive business to those small business owners by bringing those kids out there and or using them, using their image on a billboard and stuff like that. And now they're able to get compensated on that. So,
and I know a lot of people think that all student athletes, you know, they're getting a free ride and they're getting free room and board and but that's not the case with all student athletes. I mean, you have people that are on the basketball and football teams that are walk-ons, or they're paying their own way. And sometimes times are tight for those students in particular.
Absolutely. You know, so you do have walk-ons, and then you have the other sports too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, all the athletics.
You know, so you got baseball that's not, you know, a full counter. So they're given partial scholarships. So NIL helps to go them just to pay their bills for school. But on the flip side too, the way college athletics has changed in terms of the time commitment to them, even if they're on a full ride, they don't have time to get a job. Okay. Yeah. If they truly want to be the best that they can be, they don't have time to get a job. And depending on what the university is giving them, the athletic department is giving from their housing check and their food check and you know, cost of attendance, that money may not go very far. You know, we're competing against schools that have more and are giving more. And so just from what the university is giving them, we may have to give them a little NIL just to match what their previous institution came from. So, but it helps all the sports. It helps the soccer and the golf and all that. They can help raise some money for themselves to help pay for school.
Yeah. So how has WKU embraced NIL, and how does the Red Tau Trust interact in this web of stuff? Yeah. That's the best way I can ask that question.
It really is. We've all got to be on the same page. Okay. Uh-huh. From HAF to the College Heights Foundation to Red Tau Trust, all of us have to be on the same page. We have to have a strategic plan. And it's one of those things where we all want our university to succeed, okay? And we want to put the best product out on there. And the way to do that right now, because NIL is not going away, is you do have to have an NIL group, and that is what the Red Tau Trust is, right? Yeah. So we're able to provide that money in the pot, and then we work directly with you know, the sports and figure out, okay, what avenue do we want to go? We know from the coaches, hey, this is what's important to us, and we try to navigate that and make sure we're doing the right way. But WKU Athletics has done a great job. They've really embraced it. They have a full-time guy, Colin Stoker, and I tell him all the time, he does a great job, and he's there to help these student-athletes navigate. He cannot go find deals for them, but he's there to give them guidance, right, on there. And, you know, WKU's partnering with another group, and I think Red Tau Trust is most likely going to partner with them, and they're providing, you know, resources for taxes and contract lawyers to look at that stuff. So, you know, it's changing, and every day and every minute and every month, we've got to change, and we got to figure out, okay, what did we do well? What didn't we do? How do we get better? And unfortunately, you're going to hear the story of some student athlete who didn't pay their taxes.
Yeah.
And the IRS is going to come back. So how do we stop that? Or how do we do our best to do that? And Colin and his group with WKU Athletics is doing a good job of trying to provide those resources.
Well, that's really good to hear that the university and the Red Tau Trust and other organizations are taking, being proactive and making sure that these student athletes have some financial literacy, for lack of a better term, and understanding that they all of a sudden become a business entity.
Yep.
And business entities are required to pay taxes, and, you know, not only state and local, but federal as well. And we've all heard the stories about on the pro level where athletes have received, you know, millions and millions of dollars, their career is over, and then within a few short years, they're broke. And that's good news in all this. And we know that this is an evolving process. I mean, it's there's a lot of moving parts here, because when the courts made the decision to allow for NIL,
there was really no framework set up. And so it's evolving every day. As you mentioned, things are changing, but there's a lot of good stuff happening. And talk about some of the success stories that are happening specifically with WKU student athletes, if you can, but overall, and how it's impacted their college experience.
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately in the media, you just hear about kind of the bad stories.
Yeah. If it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah. You know, or you hear about the quarterback at the SEC school that bought a Lamborghini. Okay. Yeah. Those are one-offs, you know, and, you know, at some bigger schools that happens a lot more, but here at WKU, here's what I can tell you. Impact that we've had, that NIL has had on these student athletes is awesome. And I worked at WKU as a chief of staff for football for right. the last 7 years. So now I'm fully out of that in the NIL. So I've worked directly with the football program more. And so we have a young man right now who has a fiance and twin babies, right? Mm-hmm. And he's trying to take care of that family. He's got a full-time football that he's doing. He's going to school and doing that. We'll be able to provide him some NIL. And now he's be able to get health insurance.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so now he's getting health insurance. We have a young man whose father passed away, okay, in the fall, right? And now he doesn't want to bother mom. He doesn't want to burden mom. She's going through a lot right now. We're able to give him a small stipend, you know, a month to help him there, and he's able to take care of that. There's a basketball player that wasn't able to go home last year because, quite frankly, his tires, they were so bad and it was icy. Well, we were able to get him an NIL deal and got him some money. He was able to get his tires changed. He was able to go home for break. Okay,
that's awesome.
You listen, Rodney Howard was just on another podcast, and I'm going to clip it right there. And he talks about how he was able to send some money home so his mom could come watch him play because she wasn't able to get up here. It's those little things. Okay, now, are you going to have student athletes at WKU that are upper echelon? Yes. A Malachi Corley, an Austin Reed, they got more than your standard stipend.
Right.
But you know what? They deserved it because they bring national attention to this university. They were the number one passer in the country and the number one receiver in the country. And guess what? Right. Isn't happening right now. If you watch the NFL Combine, every time they talked about Austin Reed, they put up the red towel.
Right.
And then they talked about, well, WKU football likes to throw the ball. So every quarterback that was watching it's thinking, maybe I should go to
every high school quarterback.
Yeah. And portal quarterback thinking, maybe I should go to WKU. So, and they're going to get drafted. And on draft day, it's going to show highlights of WKU and it's going to throw the red towel. So they've earned that opportunity to make that because they were bringing a lot of national attention. So there's a bunch of positive. I can keep going on the positive stuff, but
and there's a peripheral positive as well, because there was a recent report by WKU about the media impact in dollars that WKU athletics has gotten in the past year or so, and having that little red towel show up on national TV during the combine, or them talking about WKU and talking about Bowling Green, there is an economic impact to all of that because people come and watch, sports. They come and watch football, baseball, basketball, even soccer and golf and all of this. And when people come to town, what do? They go to our restaurants. They rent hotel rooms. They go to our stores. They, have a big time. They might go to Beach Bend. They might go to Lost River Cave, or they might go to the Corvette Museum.
Yep. Yeah.
So there is an economic impact to making sure that we do all we can to help our student athletes at WKU.
Absolutely. And like I've said before, it's just, a great product on the field helps the entire community. And I remember, this is my second stint here. And I remember back in 2007, 8, 9, the basketball team beat Drake.
Yeah.
And it was Ty Rogers in the shot. And I'm an Iowa guy, right?
Yeah.
I was home for spring break. and I watched Drake play on TV. And I told my mom, And dad, my mom was a Drake grad. I said, if WKU plays them, they're going to beat them. But just the buzz in the town. And when WKU basketball was playing, the amount of people coming in this town, it's awesome. So.
And it was good to see Ty Rogers back on the hill a few weeks ago at the basketball game as well. All right, talking about NIL, beyond NIL, how does WKU engage with the community, and specifically the Red Tau Trust, particularly in its work with youth organizations and giving back?
Absolutely. So the Red Tau Trust is split. We have two entities. We have a for-profit and a non-profit side. So we have the for-profit side, trying to build that up just in case the IRS comes down on the nonprofit side and says you can't do that as a collective. So we always have a backup plan.
Yeah.
With our nonprofit, you know, we're engaging.
And to stop you,
yep.
You're having to do that because the rules aren't completely clear yet.
That is correct. You know, yes. And so, you know, there's always that talk and on that. So we always got to have a plan B and we're doing that.
Good.
But with that, you know, we've focused on any athlete that's getting paid by the Red Tau Trust. They have appearances that they have in their contract, how many appearances they have to do. And we focus right now on youth organizations. And so we just announced a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club that they're going to be one of our official.
Awesome.
There. I'm really hoping that we have two more in the next couple weeks with those youth organizations. But we've done Read Across America, and we've done the Pass It On. And here's a perfect example of a success story. A couple of our football players went to the Pass It On event, and they were playing basketball with a young man, and the young man went up, the little kid went up to him and said, "Hey, I don't have a basketball at home." And our player said, "You know what? Just take this basketball."
Yeah.
And they took that basketball, and the director was like, no, you can't give those basketballs away. We need them for every weekend." And our player said, "Don't worry, I'll take my NIL money and I'm going to go buy some more basketballs for you." And so it's that stuff that we're trying to do. And I hope coming up here that we can announce some really cool things that we want to do for the community with our nonprofit groups and some other things that we're really trying to dig in. And, you know, our athletes did 450 hours of service back last year.
That's working fantastic. With them.
So it's fun.
Yeah. And, you know, we're just, you know, you're learning at the same time you're growing and, you know, there's a learning curve, and it's not just here, it's across the country. Everybody's having to deal with all the universities, yes. I should say. So, let's talk about if someone wants to get involved and be a part of the Red Tau Trust, what can they do?
Yeah, so we have on our website, redtautrust.com, you can sign up for memberships. Mm-hmm. We got a $5, a $25, a $50, and a $100 membership. We're going to announce, I like to do big things, right?
And yeah.
So I really believe that this can happen. We're shooting for 1,000 members at the $25 or higher level, okay? So if you give $100 a month, that's like four spots, right? So
right.
We're really shooting for that, and I think that helps the people in the community that think, "Oh man, I'm not a big donor. Well, your $25 goes a long way. If you bring 1,000 of your other friends,
yeah,
that goes a long way.
That's 25 right? grand.
Yeah. You know, that's 25 grand a month, you know? And so that's needed, you know, and they get, there are certain things that they get at each one of those levels. So we have that. Like I said, we do have our nonprofit side.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wants that tax deduction, tax write-off, we're working with them directly. Right now we're trying to get our link and our website on there so they can do it on the website that goes directly to the nonprofit. So hopefully that will be changed in the next couple of days. But we ask if anyone wants to do that, just reach out to us at Red Tau Trust.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Absolutely. Yes, please
and,
do that.
It has all the content.
Yeah.
This is like your first week on the job,
it
too.
Is. This is day four. This is day four. So, and then the new thing that we're going to do is we do want to start working with businesses.
Yeah.
You know, because I think we can provide that. And I think it'll be a really cool experience where, you know, if a business wants to help drive some stuff and they're doing a WKU day and they want a couple of our players to come down and sign autographs, or they want to sponsor an event, sponsor a tailgate for us. So like I said, I'm hoping to announce some stuff in the summer for our youth partners to do maybe a free clinic for them.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And so maybe there's sponsorships there. So that's new, and we're going to start doing that and kind of go from there.
And I wanted to clarify one thing. You talked about, you know, the upper echelon athletes who get the big deals, but your goal is to help all student athletes, regardless of talent level. You know, I hate to say it that way, but I think anybody that's on a college sports team is probably have some decent talent.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
more than I have. And but there are those students that, you know, they may be in a sport that's not as get as much notoriety as the other sports, but you're working with those student athletes as well too.
Yeah, and so right now, you know, until we as a Red Tile Trust can start generating some money, it's all donations. So each coach is kind of working to help fundraise that. And so, you know, if a coach from another sport has got some people that want to donate for that sport, we absolutely will work with them, and then we'll work directly with those student athletes and those coaches to make sure it's going in the right spot. Because ultimately, the coaches have to be able to navigate their roster,
yeah,
and to manage their locker room, you know, and with this, because it's a different time.
So. Yeah, well, and now, you know, I think we have some a great community here, and it's good to see that we had some people in this community step up and get the Red Tile Trust started. Do you want to talk about those individuals any and give them a shout out?
Absolutely. You know, when it was in times of need, you know, you watch people step up, and Hank Wilson and Keith Wilcutt were asked to start a collective, and they did. They did it in a month. And mm-hmm. then we came to them and said, hey, we really need that 501c3 status. And within another month, they were on the pace, and we got that exemption back in there. So those two, and then their wives, you know, Kelly Wilson and Rachel Wilcutt, were phenomenal. They did everything so far by themselves, volunteer, never took a dime. That's not the point. Put more money into it than anything. And now we have a great board. Craig Browning's on our board. Hal Schmidt's on our board. There's a few more. Tyler Dillo, I believe, is on our board. So guys that are really, really diving in and trying to help us. So,
yeah, ingrained in the community and always you're saying a lot of names of people that are – notorious for giving back to their community.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everyone. So,
hey, Nick, man, thank you for being on the DeCesare Group podcast.
Thank you, Jim. I'm proud to be here. Thank you.
Go check out the Red Tile Trust and support the WKU student athletes. Thanks to Nick Uhlenhop for joining us on the DeCesare Group podcast. Hey, to keep up with our latest episodes, be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform. And if you like what you hear, leave us a real nice review. Stay connected with the DeCesare Group by following us on social media and by visiting our website, thedecesaregroup.com. The DeCesare Group podcast is produced by the DeCesare Group, a full-service public relations and consulting company in South Central Kentucky. Our engineer, who's also looking for his own NIL deal, is Justin DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly and Amy DeCesare. I'm Jim DeCesare, and join us again next time for the DeCesare Group podcast.